Like I said, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord. We appreciate the goodness. Appreciate the service thus far this morning. Just ask you to pray for us for just a little bit. Be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us this morning, you're going to read some very familiar scripture that you'll find in the 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Pray for us. We'll start with the first verse. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the several verses out of the first chapter of the book of 1 Kings. Wonderful chapter. I've heard it preached on, no doubt, many a time. We know that you go back into the 16th chapter and you'll find there that some of the things that was going on, and then Elijah had declared that there'd be no rain. He said these years. He didn't number the years. He just said these years. I've often said this, and I know that you've again heard this preached on many a time, no doubt. But it's seemingly what we've got this morning. We're just going to take our time, so you just bear with us for just a minute. Got a thought. Sometimes it's pretty amazing how the Lord works and how he just makes a way. The scripture says here that in beginning of this chapter that he had prayed. He said that it wouldn't go rain these years. And he told Ahab, he said, according to my word. According to that Elijah had left unto Ahab. And you'll find in this time that the children of Israel have been halted between two opinions. You go on, you'll read in the 18th chapter where Elijah brought them all together and they begin to find out that who God was. The children of Israel's situation at the time of this famine was that they was twixt and twain. They did not. They was halted between two opinions. They didn't know whether God was God or Baal was God. You might think that to be strange from people of God, my friend, but that was the problem that God had with people all the way down through the ages of time, was whether or not they believed that he was actually God. The scripture says here, and I want to talk to us this morning just a little bit, God being my helper. I want to talk to you about eating more than you have. Eating more than you have. In the midst of this, the Bible says that God sent Elijah to the brook. And lo and behold, the brook dried up because there had been no rain. He prayed there wouldn't be no rain. There was no rain, and his brook dried up. I've often thought and often said this, how many of us will pray a prayer that'll affect us? Most of the time, we like praying about other things. But it affected Elijah on his journey. But the Bible says during this course that the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. That's what Elijah ate. That's what sustained Elijah until the brook dried up. The Bible says that he told Elijah, you go down to Zarephath. He says, there I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Brethren, in other words, God had put his hand upon the situation of the widow woman. The scripture says, my friend, that this widow woman was gathering sticks. He saw her when he first come into the city. And he told her, said, go fetch me a little water. And as she is a-going, he called to her and he said, and bring me a little handful of bread. Listen, this woman, my friend, had been to the meal barrel before she had gathered the sticks. And she looked in the meal barrel and she knowed there was not but one meal left. One meal. Gathering the sticks, and she and her son was going to eat it and die. She knowed, Crafton, she is at the end of her road. She knowed there was no more flour, no more meal, brethren, in the meal barrel. I don't know about you this morning, but brethren, I've been made to eat sometimes more than what I have. Amen. These folks, my friend, are dying of starvation. Yes, they are. Simply because they're not obedient to the call of God. Fact. Brethren, we've got people spiritually dying because there's no more meal in the barrel. Woo! Think about it. Brethren, God knows how to sustain a child of God this morning. Woo! Hallelujah! He knows, thank God, what we need today. Yes, he does. He loves us. Does he not? I don't know about you. It's not my, you say, preacher, God won't take care of us. He most certainly will. You are a child of God. Thank God. Quit worrying about what you got. Thank God and eat what God gives you this morning. Ain't that what Elijah done? He told him to go to that brook. He said, I've commanded the ravens. You know what? He could have went somewhere else. He would have starved to death. Amen. Yes, sir. Them ravens was commanded to bring him flesh and bread. Thank God that's what they brought him. Woo! Preacher, it ain't something to say. It's more than enough to shout about. Brethren, when you eat more than what you have this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you don't know the trouble I'm in. Brethren, this woman was dying. Brethren, she had probably stretched that meal as far as she could. Yeah. The portions, Crafton, probably got a little slim. Yeah. Yeah. Why is that? She knowed what was in that barrel. Yes, she did. Jeff, she knowed without a doubt, this is my last meal. Listen to me. I'm going to be honest with you. You can dry up like an old prune. Yes, you will. Thank God if you don't start getting to be obedient. Amen. Amen. Obedient. That what you said, Taryn? Huh? Preacher, I couldn't get up there and sing a song. If God wanted you to, you could. Yes, you could. Listen, you think Elijah had brethren digs on what he was going to do and where he is going? Brethren, he listened to God, and God sent him. Amen. Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, we hear God, but we want to put him back over yonder. Not right now. Not right now, Lord. Not right now. Brethren, when our meal barrel gets low, you don't think people, when they get in trouble, that they want to cry out to God? Most of them want to blame God. Yes, sir. For the situation they're in, Daniel. I'm going to tell you something. God didn't promise Elijah he'd have a steak every time he sat down. But he did tell him, he said, the ravens will bring you the meal, my friend. Bread and meat. Every day. Twice a day. Brethren, it sustained him. Yes, it did. It wouldn't hurt some of us to get in a hard time. I'm not wishing anything on you, but I'll tell you, it wouldn't hurt you, my friend, to do without. Huh? We don't want that today. No, we don't. We don't want that today. I can't help it. Brethren, this woman needed some meal. And God needed a man that obey him. Yes, sir. Elijah obeyed him. Did he not? I wonder sometimes, my friend, you say, preacher, Marshall said, in his testimony, he said, if he is the Lord, he'd just send him to hell. You know what, Marshall? I'm glad you ain't God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad none of you others ain't God either. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm glad God is God. And besides him, there is no other. Woo! Why don't you all eat? Thank God more than you got this morning. Preacher, what do you mean? She had went to that meal barrel. As she is going to get a drink of water for Elijah, he said, bring me a little handful of bread. Huh? Then she said, not so. Said, we out here gathering these two sticks. That meal barrel has one meal left in it for me and my son. Yeah. Yes, sir. And I'll say again, I doubt it was a healthy portion. It's probably going to be a slim. Listen, she didn't know. She didn't know. But the Bible says she did as Elijah commanded her to do. He told her, said, bake me a little cake first. Said, then you can bake one for you and your son. Huh? Woo! Huh? Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God you can eat more than what you got. Yes, you can. Well, preacher, I know what's in the bank. I'll tell you something, God. There's only one person in this world's got a money stretcher, and that's God. Glory. Hallelujah. He can make a dollar, thank God, go farther than you think. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Brethren, he can straighten out the most difficult mess he's ever been. Huh? Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You going to listen? I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to be obedient. Amen. To him. Amen. Brethren, he knows, thank God, how to rule a household. Amen. Yes, he does. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I want you to know, brethren, I ain't talking about your meal barrel naturally. I'm talking about your meal barrel spiritually. Brethren, you get your heart right with God. You get in the place you need to be. And thank God, let God work for you. He can do it. Me and you make a mess. Yes, we will. You may be here this morning. You may say, preacher, I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. I'm going to tell you something. Pray one more time. Amen. Huh? Amen. One more time. Ain't that what Elijah said? Bake me a cake first. Give God all. Brethren, all that you have. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to lay down. They got a song out that says, I'm laying down my Isaac. Huh? I'm laying down my Isaac. You don't think my friend is tough for Abraham? Brethren, he went on that journey to the mountain of God. Yes, sir. God told him, said, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, to a place that I'm going to show you. And there you offer him unto me. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to get to the place you want to lay down Isaac. Yes, sir. You've got to get there. Brethren, you get there. I'm going to tell you something. You can eat more than you got. Huh? Yes, sir. The scripture says that they eat. They, her son, and Elijah. Eat out of that meal barrel. Thank God until it rained, brother. Woo! Think about it. Pretty long time. You might be here this morning and say, God ain't blessed me. God forgot about me. I need a blessing. I'll tell you what God needs out of you. He needs some obedience. He needs somebody that'll listen. And brethren, when they hear, he needs somebody, brethren, with enough faith to do it this morning. Amen. Yes, he does. You can ride back in time. We find a day, my friend, when there's a famine in the land. And the Bible says the city was shut up. And they was in there. And if I read my scripture right, brethren, they had about eat everything they had. Right down the most of the horses. Huh?
Yep.
Preacher, I ain't no way. I got news for you. You get hungry, you'd be surprised what you'd eat. Yes, sir. If you really got hungry, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm just going to be as plain as I know how to be this morning. Brethren, that's how hungry you need to get for God. You need to have a hunger, brethren, that cannot be satisfied until God satisfies it. Yes, sir. Situations come, situations go, things change. We may look like and we may think we're on the dark side of the world and nobody cares. Brethren, God cares for you. Amen. You're one of His. He cares for you. Yes, He does. If you're not one of His and He's dealing with that heart, you can be. Yes, you can. You can become a king. You can become royalty. Yes, sir. Heir of God. Joint heir with Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. That's what we are. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, we are. Brethren, I'm going to tell you something else. God don't make no junk. No, He don't. Brethren, God gets a hold of you, He'll make you new. Amen. Yes, sir. Not only will He make you new, He'll refresh you day by day. Read it. It's in the book. You can get refreshed. Thank God, day by day, folks. Yes, you can. You can eat more than you got. Yes, sir. City shut up. They'd about eat all they could. Here comes the man of God and he's prophesying. He said, tomorrow, about this time, he said, we're going to have fine flour sold. Yes, sir. Yeah. And we're going to have barley sold for a farthing. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. The right-hand man of the king, one of his lords, cried out and he said, if the windows of heaven were opened, this thing might be. The old prophet told him, he said, you'll see it, but you'll not partake of it.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Listen. Listen. Famine in the land. No way out, Daniel. Ain't that the way we get sometimes? I can't help it, folks. We're all living in this world together. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be defeated. Thank God I've got a God that's going to deliver me.
Amen.
Yes, sir. As long as I'm living in this world, God will take care of me. I'm one of His. I'm going to eat what I don't have this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My bill is not going to run out, folks. Who? No, sir. There's four leprous men sitting outside the gates of this city. No doubt everybody had got to where they was about to starve, had nothing to eat. Listen to me. Listen. I can't help what this world tells you. Brethren, there is a God that will deliver. He may not deliver me the way Randy wants, but thank God he will deliver me.
Amen.
Elijah might have wanted more than just bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. He might have wanted more than that, but that sustained him.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He might have wanted more, a little more than just a little cake. But brethren, it sustained them throughout the famine, folks. If you're in a famine, thank God, just hold on. God knows how to feed you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. You can believe what you want to believe. I've wondered about several things, no doubt, in my lifetime, but I've just tried to hold on. I'm talking about just hold on. They got that song out, my friend. That's what faith looks like. Every time I hear that song, Crafton, it just bubbles. It's just something that bubbles up in me. Brethren, that's what faith looks like. Faith to have you holding on and thank God holding out. It ain't going to forsake you. No, sir, it ain't going to forsake you. Four leprous men outside the city. Bible said they got to talking among themselves. They said, if we go in the city, said the famine's in there, we're going to die there. Said, if we go out yonder, said in the land, said the Syrians is going to overthrow us, kill us. Then they said, why sit we here till we die?
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why? Folks, I don't know about you, but they didn't see no way out. They didn't have no way out. Brethren, they is nothing. They is leprous, and they was separated from the rest of them. Listen. Then they said, let's go. Let's go. Said, maybe the Syrians will just help us. Yeah? And said, if they do good, said, if they don't, said, we're going to die anyway. Huh? They is at the point of death, folks. I want you to get the picture. Brethren, they wouldn't find fat and healthy. Thank God they're poor, skinny, and starving. Yes, sir. They went out. The Bible says during the course of that night that God sent a sound. He just sent a sound. Sound of chariots. Huh? And the Syrians, they heard the sound of chariots.
Yeah.
And they said, well, they've gathered all these kings together and they're coming to get us. The Bible said they left in haste. They left their tents. They left their water. They left their meals. They left their horses.
Yeah.
Hear me. They left everything they had, jewels and all. Read it. These four leprous men come up on it. They couldn't believe it. They come up on it, my friend, and the Bible says that every man took him a tent and they sat down and ate. Brethren, and gathered all the goods. Yes, sir. One of them spoke up and they said, "We don't do good." Huh? Said, "There's nothing good going to come out of this." Said, "Let us go into the city and tell them what goods is left out here."
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they done. They filled their bellies. Yes, they did. They went back. They began to talk and to see. And the old king, he said, "Gather out a couple." He said, "Send them out. Let's see what's going on out here."
Yeah.
Brethren, they went out there and they come back and said, "Yeah, it's just exactly like they said." So there's more than we can handle.
Yeah.
Went out there and got it, my friend. Come into the city. Here it was, they're selling fine flour and barley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And the Lord of the king, my friend, got trodden down by his own people.
Yeah.
Run over.
Yeah.
He saw it, but he did not partake of it.
Amen.
Listen, you don't think God is able to take care of me and you? You don't think, my friend, that we can eat more than what we have? Them four leprous men didn't have a bite to eat. No, sir. Yet they fill their belly. Huh? Think about it. You say, "Preacher, I know God works and I know what His Spirit will do, but I really need help and He ain't listening." Thank God, keep crying.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Keep telling Him. Thank God, what you need. He's got a way of working. Brethren, the world don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
Preacher, does that work for everybody? It works for everybody.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You run over into the New Testament, you'll find a day, my friend, that Christ had been talking to a multitude. And the evening was drawing on. And the disciples cried out and told the Lord, said, "We're going to send them home that they might get victuals." And the Lord said, "Not so. Not so. They've bore with us all day." He said, you gather together what you have.
Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke will tell you about this story. But brethren, John's the only one that talks and tells you that there was a lad that had two fishes and five loaves. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, he had plenty to eat. He thought he did. Can I say this? He had enough.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible says that they searched around and all they could find was this lad that had two fishes and five loaves. You listen to me. Preacher, that's back in those Scripture days. God don't work like that anymore. I got news for you. God knows how to make a way. He knows how to make a way in 2025. Yes, He does. I don't care what the world tells you. We got a God, brethren, that loves His people. We got a God, my friend, that will not forsake His people.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, I believe you can mark it down. I believe you can live off of faith.
Sure.
But I'm going to be quite frank with you. You're going to have to exercise it.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to have to put it to test.
Amen.
Yes, you are. You're going to have to put it to work for you.
Yeah.
God knows all about your situation. You say, preacher, then why ain't it getting better? You still living, ain't you?
Yeah. Amen.
That's how I look at it. You still making it, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, we ain't going to make it much further. Well, just keep making it.
Amen.
You don't need but a day's worth. Yeah. Do you know that? Truth of it is, you may need less than that. We never know. But eating more than you have. Lord told them, he said, you set them down in companies. And the Bible says that he cried out to his Father in heaven. He blessed them 5 loaves and he blessed them 2 fishes. And the scripture says that he gave to his disciples and then the disciples distributed to the people.
Yeah.
Preacher, they ain't no way. This Bible says that it fed 5,000. 5,000. Not counting women and children. Huh? Think about it. And when they took up fragments, they took up 12 basketfuls. 12 basketfuls of fragments. Don't tell me God can't do it. Huh? Preacher, that's biblical times. Let me ask you a question. Where in the world do you live? Who's your God? You think God's limited in 2025? You don't think God could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes, brethren, and feed an entire army?
Yeah.
He could do it. Truth of it is, he probably has done it. We don't hit the headlines. Do you know that? You don't hit the headlines when God answers your prayer. This might be the best day of your life. It just might be. You may have got up this morning and God's Spirit just overwhelmed you to the point that you just could not contain it. Preacher, does that happen? You better believe it happens. It didn't make the local news, Crafton. Huh? We don't read about it in the papers. We don't read about it on socialization, whatever they call it. Social book. Whatever. It don't make it. Them pictures don't make it. Huh? I don't know how many hits you would get, my friend, for getting up and telling your testimony this morning. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. It don't matter where it hits social media or not. It's what happens right here. Huh? Yes, sir. This might be the worst day of your life. Preacher, what do you mean? You may have got up today and you couldn't shake it off. You may have got up today, my friend, in the same old trouble that you've been in, and nothing's changed. You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, sister, try it one more time.
Amen.
Give it all. When Abraham went and put his son on the altar, Daryl, he is going to take his life. He went all the way. Yes, he did. Even Isaac asked him. Said, Father, we've got the wood. We've got the fire. Said, where is the sacrifice?
Yeah.
He knowed what's going on. And Abraham spoke to him these words, God shall provide himself a lamp. That's what he said. Huh? Abraham didn't know. He didn't know what's going to happen, Daryl. Dan, I'll get right. Listen. But Abraham knowed one thing when he was going up that mountain. You know what he is operating on? He is operating on that command that God gave him. I'm going, taking mine only son, and I'm going to sacrifice him to God. I believe the scripture says that he had the sword drawn back. He's pretty close, wouldn't he? Huh? Pretty close. Just like the little widow woman that's at the point of death. Preacher, something's going to have to take place. Have you ever heard somebody say, Lord's going to have to do something or this is going to happen? He's a man. He's dead now. He got caught. He had to go to court. And from the time he got caught till he went to court, he got his heart right with God. I was told this by somebody that's on the jury. They said when he went to court, everything been said and done, they was fixing to sentence him, and they asked him, you have anything to say? He said, yes, Your Honor, I do. And said he rehearsed his situation. What do you mean, preacher? He rehearsed him and him getting right with God.
Yeah.
That's what he done like old Paul did.
Yeah.
Told them over exactly what the lie had done and everything. They said he went through his testimony, said there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Huh? Said when the judge sentenced him, he said, you stick to what you've told us today and you're good. Huh? For as I know he did. I knowed the man. Knowed him. For as I know he did. You listen to me. Don't tell me God can't do things. Don't tell me, my friend, God lives in a different world. Don't tell me, you say, preacher, God's up there, we're down here. He don't care what I do. He does care what you do. And the truth of it is, you're supposed to be a witness for him.
Amen.
Now, these 5,000 didn't have nothing to eat. They didn't bring no victuals. Wound up 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed every one of them. You can go on over into the books and you can find where it took 7 loaves and fed 4,000, not counting women and children. Now that's the God I serve. Preacher, I don't need no bread. I need this and that and another. The truth of it is you need to be where God can use you. He may not use you to straighten out your mess, but I'll promise you one thing, it'll come through you. It will. It'll come through you. You think Paul, my friend, ever done without? If you'll read your book, you'll find out that He used his own money a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He didn't want to be a burden. Didn't want to be a burden. And he did. Have you eat more than what you have? That will work naturally and spiritually, by the way. And I'm more concerned about our spiritual being. Preacher, why is that? Because I know that if you get your spiritual life where it belongs, that other one will take care of itself. Yes, sir. God will. He will. He won't forget you. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. But you can. You can eat more than you have. The truth of it is, the real truth of it, my friend, is that God loves you just as much as He loved that little widow woman. Just as much. There's other instances in the Bible that you could go to and you could find out whether the Lord made a way when there wasn't no way. And I just happen to believe, people, that I serve the same God they did. And I just happen to believe that He cares as much for me as He did them. And you ought to feel the same way. You ought to feel the same way. I'm a child of the King. God loves you. How about we're going to stand and sing a verse of some song?